on your bulletin, there may be a number at the bottom, and I have a number here up at the pulpit. If I call your number, that means that all of us here will be heading over to your house for cookies afterwards. Okay. Just kidding. The guys looked excited. The women looked nervous. That was. At the end of the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is often on television this time of year, all the Peanut characters sing this song. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, or I would like to say mercy wild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise. And I want to get that up for us to think. I picked the song because of. Whoops, sorry. That's coming. Joyful all you nations rise. I bring you good news of great joy, the angel told to the shepherds and everybody who took a look at Christ since then. There's something about the Lord that does bring us joy, that where we can't find anywhere else other than in Him. And so to think about that with you a little bit tonight. We seek happiness, that's a good thing, but God offers joy. And happiness is often the unintended rival of joy. Happiness is based on what's happening. Okay, and there's happy Christmas gifts for 2018. I think I tried to do the best I could looking at what was popular, you know, based on different people's buying habits online and so on. And so these are the things that are probably available tomorrow for on sale, or what is it? Wednesday on sale. But these are the big deal gifts that could have been bringing some happiness to people. Fingerlings unicorn. Okay. I like this name, For Real Ricky. For Real Ricky. Air Hogs Supernova. So it's the motorcycle gang would love that. Air Hogs Supernova. So, somebody got that for somebody. And then we have, this is something, Betty Spaghetti. All right. Hot Wheels Monster Jam. That's pretty normal. Polly Pocket. Original. Tamagotchi. Is anybody? You guys missed the best gifts. And then there's Monopoly Cheaters. Okay, Monopoly Cheaters. I used to do that before they invented that game, right? Every time you play. And then there was Beanie Babies, apparently still popular. Our family has a Duckbill Platypus Beanie Babies. Does anybody have one of those? Waha, one. Yeah. We let the bidding begin for these two last ones in existence, right? Sorry. But those can get, gifts are given to give happiness, you know. So, but God would bring joy instead. And I remember growing up being a very happy child in grade school in particular. And we lived a pretty simple, like many of you growing up, maybe even now. Five of us in the family growing up. One car, so we jammed in there a lot. One bathroom. Okay, so that was a big deal. Didn't know, we thought, if you had two bathrooms, why would you want it, you know, more to clean and so on. But now, two cars, three bathrooms. Are we any happier? Yeah. Not necessarily because of that, for sure. An old preacher once said, we have more than ever, but sometimes we're more unhappy than ever. Okay, too much to do. But joy breaks in from heaven. Joy breaks in from the sky. Yeah, on the shepherds, on the world, and on you. And the word is Christ the Lord. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Something that, boy, we can't get at any of these fantastic stores, you know. And Jesus born to rescue sinners. Good news of great joy. I have pictures here of joyful people that I thought depict just God being impactful in their life in some manner. And the first one is something here. This is it's a precious little Sophia. And Jesus was once this little. Jesus was once this little. And also once and joyful like that. And so that's called the joy of standing your ground. Get off my lawn. So, this is the joy of military reunion. You know, how the Lord welcomes us like this is really something. And then this good news about joy. Joy is not the absence of suffering. It is the presence of God. That joy is somehow stronger than all the suffering that a person can go through. And if we were to pile up the suffering just in this room that a person goes through, somebody could write a book about your life, and it would be a novel that would require a hero, wouldn't it? To say, boy, there's a lot of pain and difficulty here. And yet, the joy of God stronger than the suffering that people go through. Then we have the joy of a prayer. It could be a quiet joy in your life. It doesn't have to be real loud. Joy of getting a Christmas shoebox. I think that's from that ministry, which is really good. Here's the joy of a life lived long and well. And I thought this was good. We had this before. Guilt-ridden Tim Tebow apologizes for stealing second base. This is the joy of repentance. Okay. Which is really, God says when we turn to God in some sincere manner, that there's rejoicing in heaven. So if you turn to God in some sincere manner, you might be a Christian, do that. You might say, I never believed in Christ, do that, and angels rejoice in heaven. This is our greeter. Lady, you barely know a church going in for the hug. Hopefully that happened to you before you were seated. Not. But that. And here's the joy of work. Here's the joy of a successful dentist visit. Sorry. Joy of a great energy given to something you love. She's a very solid Christian gal. And the joy of making a promotion for, I got to get that right, C. Harper Auto. There. In fact, we have somebody in our church works there. So I had to get that one on there. And this is a precious little joy of going to Bethlehem, you might say. Okay? That's little Stella. But that's the joy that God would give us. Boy, so much different than even happiness, isn't it? And how God impacts our life because of His love. You know, true story about a man fighting a terminal illness. And he had the pain, the limitations, and just everything that goes along with facing the end. And the hospice did their work, and they were really good. But they wrote on his chart, you know, because even in the midst of his illness, toward the end, he loved others, he prayed, and he was impacted by just God's joy, you might say, being stronger than what he was going through. And the nurse put on his chart, surprisingly and inappropriately joyful. Okay, but that's something God could give us as a gift. Good news of great joy, pointing to His Son, Jesus. You know, if I meet Him, if I trust Him, there's going to be something in my soul that's very big and unexplainable. God creates joy. If we move the clock back, 1563, the question was asked by a group trying to learn about the Lord. What is your only strength in life and death? You know, what you go through tonight, a lot of joy, maybe some missing of dear loved ones. But joy from God, and then we come to the end. What's our only strength in life and death? The answer people try to know in their soul. My only strength in life and death is that I belong body and soul, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. I live in the joy of this confidence that, man, everything good in life that I experience as joy, something deep in my soul, comes from God. And what a gift He would give. In other words, nobody's going to get to your heart like Jesus will. He really does. I mean, He really will. And He creates life and is the life. You know, sin blots out the great light of who Jesus is a lot. Sin in our own soul. And sin is the lie of shallow happiness, you know. Just like thinking, well, it has to be happening for me. Run my own life. The world tells us that you can choose happiness, or people tell us that. But I don't like that, because that keeps ourself at the center of everything. You know, I'll choose happiness. And it keeps ourself at the center of everything. But God breaks through with joy. And so sin, not just what we do bad and failing to do the good, but sin a condition that Christ would come to offer forgiveness and life with Him. Jesus creates joy. If you take the letters, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. That's what the man learned. That's what the old timers learned. J-O-Y, also Jesus over you. Jesus over you. Putting your life in His hands. Putting your soul in His hands. Saying, yeah, I'll follow you, Lord, all the way to heaven. You know, I don't know of anybody who regretted following Jesus. He says, should have spent at least 10 more years living for me. And nobody ever said that. But I met a lot of people, and sometimes I think back in my life, the times that I didn't follow Jesus or trust Him, just pain that God had to get me through. And for you, it's the same, you know. Bow your knee to Him and put your trust in Him. Blaise Pascal, he was a genius mathematician, he said this: being unable to cure sin, sickness, death, and misery, people were sent the only Savior who could save them. And that's humanity. Not able to cure sin, sickness, death, misery. God says, here's my Son. Good news of great joy. And a life given to Him. Jesus, Messiah, Lord of all. I close with some words from some old-time preachers. And I do hope I can find what I'm looking for in there. Yeah. Okay. One man said this about the Lord. Okay. Jesus, my bridge, my brother, my strength, my life, my peace. He was born in poverty. Talking about going through rough times. Born in poverty, was cradled in another's crib, sailed in another's boat on the sea, rode on another's donkey toward his death, laid in another's tomb when he died. But to him belonged the riches of heaven. Jesus never wrote a book, but all the libraries of the world contained books about him. Jesus is a friend in loneliness, if that's where you're at. He's a strength in weakness. He's health in sickness. He's the widow's pension. Keeps that, you know, holds up the ones who lost. Prisoner's pardon. Orphan's adoption. Jesus is a song in one word and a sermon in two syllables. This man said this: on Christmas, I don't want to talk about your works. I don't want to talk about your goodness. I come to give you a gift. I come to give you a gift. His name is Jesus. There's pardon for the guilty, forgiveness for the sinful. He saves lost people. He rescues himself, those whose hearts are sinful and broken. And in closing this, someday you're going to stand before God, just like a shepherds were before the baby in the cradle. Someday we'll stand before God. And we might be feeling all sinful and broken at the time. And Jesus, you look to Him, and He will say to you the same thing He said to another person who was sinful and broken. He said this: is there no one left to condemn you? And you went through your whole life, and you just got whomped on and pretty much condemned by everybody, and maybe even condemned yourself. And He might say to you, look to Him, is there no one left to condemn you? then neither do I condemn you. Now go, sin no more. For the first time we'll be able to do that, you know, sin no more. And he'll say, the Bible says, he'll say, come enter the kingdom prepared for you since before the foundation of the world. So just a Christmas wish for you to say, I trust this dear Lord Jesus. I can't say anything bad about him. There's nothing in him that's no good. Everything about him is good. He's the King of Kings. And you'll have an adventurous, difficult, but life held by his strength all the way to heaven. Well, let's pray and be ready for the candle time. Dear Lord, thank you for each person here. Might we all say in our souls, some for the first time, Lord, save me. Give me something better than my own happiness, which is all over the place. Give me Jesus, Lord, Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to people. And just be to every person here, Lord, what their soul longs for. And you're certainly able to be that for them. And so be close to us as we just close this service shortly, and might everybody have a Christmas where they felt close to you and your great love. In your name, amen.